1320 WILS. New relationships are always great, but how do you maintain love over the long run? My next guest knows. Neil Rosenthal, internationally syndicated columnist and author of the best-selling book, Love, Sex, and Staying Warm, Creating a Vital Relationship. Neil, thank you for joining us.
It is my delight to be here.
Yeah, and you're a licensed family and marriage therapist. And are you married yourself?
Yes, sir. I am married myself. Matter of fact, I have this delightful relationship of my own.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
Believe it or not, a year and a half.
A year and a half. Okay. Is this your second marriage or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is my second marriage.
Now, when you, because in the book you talk about, you know, trying to maintain the power of a relationship, but what's your view in terms of how a relationship begins to fade? At what point does all the magic seems to go away?
Well, there are so many different possible answers to that. First, we tend to quit listening to each other. We feel permission to have angry outbursts with each other. We allow our significant other or our spouses to go through their own emotions without joining them using empathy.
What explains that? Why do we kind of fall into that pattern?
Well, I think most people grow accustomed to and just don't want to put effort into their relationships. They don't want to. An intimate relationship that stays strong and vital really requires your ongoing work and presence and attention and time. Mm-hmm. And I think many people just grow complacent and they don't want to give that time.
Okay. Well, and people have, you know, they work, they have busy days, are tired. What do you do if you just find the energy is not there, even though you may love the person?
Well, if the energy's not there but you love the person, I have to say you're going to have to do a attitude change, because if you want to keep your relationship vital, you're going to have to create that energy. You have energy for other things. You have energy for work and for your kids and for watching the Super Bowl and going out and partying and planning vacations.
You got to put the listening. And how much energy does it take to connect and to do this empathy thing?
Well, it takes. That's a hard question to respond to. It takes a fair amount of energy, but on any given day, you may not put a lot of energy into it. But over time, it takes a great deal of energy.
And on a typical day, then, what do you need to do as a husband, let's say, if you're trying to maintain a good connection with your wife? How much time do you need to devote to being an active listener?
I would say, rather than trying to break this down by how much time you spend, I'm going to suggest that there are certain qualities you could add that would be extremely helpful. For instance, you might make important to you that which is important to her. If you did that, that would communicate to her that you cherish her and you value her and you're trying and you're putting forth effort.
Okay.
That would represent a great deal.
And how do you know what that is? Do you have to ask her? Or how does it work?
Well, we communicate what's important to us. I don't know that you have to. I mean, I'm not sure you have to ask her. She'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
We all let each other know, men and women let each other know what matters to us. We say that we are upset because, and then we name whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We say that we would like to do such and such, and then we name it. We let people know what matters to us,
right, but
whether or not they're listening.
But the listening part, so after a long day you come home, should you on a daily basis ask your partner, how are you? How's your day been? What kind of challenges have you been through? That kind of thing?
Absolutely. Along with a few questions like, what did you do today that you're proud of? Or did you learn anything today that you found interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that's that is about to stay staying connected on a day-by-day basis.
And if you've fallen out of... By the way, I'm talking to Neil Rosenthal, the brand-new book, Love, Sex, and Staying Warm, Creating a Vital Relationship. Well, why do you say staying warm?
It's really a play on words, because I didn't want to leave it at love and sex. But staying warm has to do with just keeping it vital, keeping the passion and the vitality alive.
If you've let that fire go and you've fallen out of being connected with your partner, is there any way to really get that back?
Well, yes, there's a variety of things you could do. One thing you could do is you could start being more affectionate. Mm-hmm. Affection seems to, I'm talking about companionable affection, yeah, not erotic affection.
Don't you find sometimes the women will say, look, I'm just done with this guy, and I'm not open to having him come back that way?
Does that happen? Yes, but hopefully you are trying this before it gets to that point. Mm-hmm. What you just described is a point in which the relationship is really, really, really in trouble. If that were to be the case, then I think what would be appropriate is would you talk to me about what's wrong? Would you talk to me about why you feel so distant? Would you tell me what I could do to change this?
I'm curious, though. Do you find that specifically for women, sometimes once they lose a certain feeling towards their husband or loved one, that they just can't get back to that feeling again?
I don't think it's specific to women. I think men are the same way.
And is that just a dynamic we have, that once we lose a certain affection for somebody, it's just really hard for us to get back to that point again?
For some people, absolutely it is. Mm-hmm. But for other people, they don't want to get divorced or stop the relationship or recycle back on into the singles market. And therefore, they decide they would like to put something more into this because they don't want to the relationship to fail.
Tell me this, Neil. How do you know how much your partner is giving back to you? How do you evaluate that? How do you know you're giving 50 and they're giving their 50 back to you?
You don't want to count like that. People would give 50%, have a 50% relationship. How about if you, sir, just give 100%? Mm-hmm. And whatever you get, take that as gravy, because a love relationship is about what you give. It's less about what you receive. It's more about what you give.
Okay.
You cannot have two people give 50%, because inevitably you don't equal 100% that
way. It's interesting. So you give 100%. How do you evaluate if your partner is giving you back what you deserve to get in a relationship then?
I mean, you will know whether or not you feel connected, whether or not there is passion, whether or not you feel romance, and you feel romance coming from your spouse or significant other. You will know whether or not you feel like things are shared with you, and whether or not you're being treated in a friendly way, and whether or not somebody is being generous and affectionate and playful. You'll know all of this.
Tell me this, Neil. The idea of romance, how does that work, especially in a mature relationship? I certainly understand the first couple of years it can be romantic, but after many years together, how do you define that feeling of romance?
Well, when was the last time you told that special someone how lucky you felt to have her in your life? Or when was the last time you complimented her in front of someone else that would make her feel really special? Mm. How about a woman, if you're a woman, how about staging a personal lingerie fashion show for him or a personal striptease for him? For both of you, you could fill out an entire packet of post-it notes with sexy messages, with romantic suggestions, with...
Is that still romantic, though, when you've been with someone for 10, 20 years?
Absolutely. Because what romance is defined as is somebody putting forth effort, trying, giving giving effort, really putting themselves out there. And what it's not the specific things that you do as much as the fact that you're actually giving effort. Your spouse or partner will know that you're putting forth a great deal of effort. Yeah. That's what will feel romantic. Will feel valued and cherished and loved.
Your view then, why is it that it's so easy at first to put that effort in and becomes so much harder later on?
Why is it so easy for
in a new relationship, you know, putting that effort and energy seems to be, well, it's effortless, you know, you're just drawn into the person.
That's true, but that's actually called lust and chemistry. That has nothing to do exactly with how we define love, and especially love over time. That's what you just described is more lust. Mm. It's more attraction. It's more hope and possibility.
So is your view that love, essentially long-term love, is work? Is that the proper word for it?
No, I wouldn't say it's work. I would say it does require work, but I would not say it's work. I would say a love relationship over time requires specific relationship skills. Anyone can learn these relationship skills, but most people don't know what they are.
And I have to, just a minute here left, but I need to ask you this. So the listening part, obviously, that's important. You need to listen to your partner. In terms of you as a husband talking and expressing your self, how do you go about that if it's not something you're used to doing?
Well, it's about being skillful in your speech when you are hurt or angry. It's about holding yourself accountable for angry outbursts. It's about giving your spouse or intimate partner more reassurance. Mm-hmm. It's about thanking him or her. It's about offering affection. It's about romantic gestures, offering play or playful or fun activities, offering empathy. It's about doing periodic repair work.
And you say taking account for angry outbursts, and you mean apologizing? Or?
Yes, I mean apologizing, but I also mean before you have an angry outburst, is hold yourself accountable, meaning maybe you could respond in a different way. But yes, if it just comes out of you, then it's I said things I didn't mean, and I was rough on you. I apologize,
and hopefully trying to keep that from happening too often or ever again. Neil Rosenthal, the book "Love, Sex, and Staying Warm: Creating a Vital Relationship." Neil, thank you very much.
It's a delight to be here. Yep.